Welcome to episode 505 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Jesus Movement was a counterculture Christian youth revolution that emerged in the United States during the late 1960s and early 1970s. This change in the American religious landscape corresponded with a period of social upheaval in the youth culture of these two decades, which was a time of protest, uncertainty, and rebellion against societal norms. During this era, many young people experimented with psychedelic drugs and sought to expand their consciousness through experimentation with Eastern mysticism and occult religions. In their ideological opposition to the current social institutions, including the established Christian church, they sought various methods of protest. They were labeled flower children because they wore flowers and distributed flower-themed ornaments to represent their ideals of peace, joy, love, and universal belonging. Young men and women alike let their hair grow long, wore love beads, and listened to rock music. In their pursuit of happiness and a cultural utopia, many of these young people came to faith in Jesus Christ, giving birth to the Jesus Movement, also known as the Jesus Revolution and the Jesus People Movement. Because so many of these converts had been drug addicts and street people, they were often called Jesus Freaks. The term Jesus Freak was originally used to demean or insult Christians involved with this movement. It was primarily directed towards so-called Bible thumpers and those who were especially aggressive in their evangelistic efforts. The core meaning of Jesus Freak is a person who is so dedicated to following Jesus that there is nothing else the person can talk about. A Jesus freak is basically a person who is obsessed with Jesus. While many of the original Jesus freaks, those who joined the Jesus movement, were former drug users and hippies, the movement was actually quite diverse. Many young people left conventional Christian churches in search of more fulfilling spiritual experiences and the excitement and transformation of this new movement of Christian renewal. While the growth of the Jesus Movement was disorganized and diverse, with many scattered subgroups, participants in the spiritual awakening shared common characteristics. Perhaps most apparent were the movement's intense evangelistic fervor and stress on experience and emotion over doctrine. As part of their anti-establishment shift, the Jesus Movement pushed away from the norms of institutional religious expression. One widespread aspect of their unconventional lifestyle involved communal living. The Jesus People's worldview opposed intellectualism and conventional social values of the time. Many old-school Christians criticized the movement for being too simplistic. In protest of traditional religious music, the sound of the Jesus Movement was solidly rock and roll. A direct legacy of the movement is the contemporary Christian music industry, which exploded in the following decades. Worship services were typically charismatic, informal, and emotional. An intense interest in end times and apocalyptic prophecy pervaded the Jesus Movement, particularly inspired by Hal Lindsey's book, The Late Great Planet Earth. A popular message of the movement was, "Repent, get ready, Jesus is coming back soon." At the height of the Jesus Movement, adherents were estimated to number anywhere between 30,000 to 3 million people. Many of the early founders of the movement, Ted Wise, Lonnie Frisbee, Chuck Smith, Larry Norman, came from Southern California. Other prominent groups sprang up in Seattle under Linda Meisner, the Jesus People Army, and in Milwaukee, headed by Jim and Sue Polisari, the Jesus People. An offshoot of the Milwaukee movement later grew into the Jesus People USA, which eventually settled in Chicago. This group was one of the few remaining Christian communes with roots in the original 1970s Jesus Movement. Other outcomes of the Jesus Movement that reflected the influence of the larger secular counterculture were events like beach baptisms and open-air Jesus concerts. Jesus People coffee houses featuring live music, prominent periodicals such as Right On, and religious bumper sticker slogans were all trendy elements of the movement. Eventually, by the late 1980s, the Jesus Movement disintegrated in two directions. one portion became increasingly cultic and alienated from both the Christian community and the larger society. The other segment was absorbed or reabsorbed into Christian groups such as the Calvary Chapel Association, the Vineyard Movement, Jews for Jesus, and the Christian World Liberation Front. Like most revival movements, the Jesus movement was relatively short-lived, but left its mark in Christian history, rejuvenating a part of the body of Christ through its music, informal worship style, and appeal to young people. While it was originally used as a pejorative, Jesus Freak has become accepted and even embraced by many in the Christian community, including those who did not necessarily affiliate themselves with the previous historical Jesus movement. A Jesus Freak song and an album by the Christian band DC Talk in 1995 helped popularize the term. Acts 11, verses 25 to 26. Then Barnabas went on to Tarsus to look for Saul. When he found him, he brought him back to Antioch. Both of them stayed there with the church for a full year, teaching large crowds of people. It was at Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. It wasn't until these years at the church in Syrian Antioch that the name Christian became associated with the followers of Jesus. They had been called disciples. They had been called saints. They had been called believers. They had been called brothers. They had been called witnesses. They had been called followers of the way. They would be called Nazarenes. Now they would be called Christians. In Latin, the ending I-A-N meant the party of. A Christian was of the party of Jesus. Christian was sort of like saying Jesusites. Or Jesus people, describing the people associated with Jesus Christ. In Antioch, they probably first used the term Christians to mock the followers of Jesus. According to one scholar, Antioch was famous for its readiness to jeer and call names. It was known for its witty epigrams. But as the people of Antioch called the followers of Jesus the Jesus people, the believers appreciated the title so much that it stuck. One could draw a parallel between Christians and Jesus Freak. If obsession with Jesus is indeed the core meaning of Jesus Freak, then yes, a Jesus Freak is precisely what a Christian should strive to be. Matthew 16, verse 24. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." In the song Jesus Freak, there's a contrast between how the world views a Jesus Freak and what the Bible would declare to be a Jesus freak. First, a man with "Jesus Saves" tattooed on his belly is standing on a box in the middle of a city claiming that he had a dream. That is perhaps what the world thinks of as a Jesus freak. Contrasted with that is the example of John the Baptist. While the world thought he was crazy, he demonstrated the ultimate commitment to Jesus by dying for refusing to be silent. The king took the head of this Jesus freak. That should be how we define ourselves as Jesus freaks. We should be so radically committed to Christ that we would rather lay down our lives than deny him. Father, empower us by your Spirit to be radically committed to Jesus. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.